Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Good morning, folks. We are back here in Media Row. We're at the host committee booth. We want to thank them again for hosting us here.
And feeding us and everything else
that goes along with that. Great location, though. Kind of the center of activity, Dave, as we described yesterday. And Dave Cohen joins me, WWL News Director. Your thoughts so far as we move forward here, day two.
Well, something kind of funny that I've been noticing is one of the biggest attractions. Now, we have celebrities from all over the country hosting their television, radio, and podcasts and everything else, streaming shows from here. But the one thing I've seen more people take a picture of than anything else is this little jazz band setup they've got right in front of our booth that has the bass drum that says record tying 11th host Super Bowl.
Right.
That shows New Orleans has now tied Miami as hosting the most Super Bowls ever. And people just want to pose in front of it, take pictures with it, take pictures of it. And it's also, it's got a cymbal and it's got some other jazz instruments that I can't see right now. But it's just kind of funny the things that attract people. But that screams New Orleans. And whoever thought of putting a little jazz instrument display right in front that raved about us hosting a record-tying 11th Super Bowl, brilliant, because people are loving it.
And also, Kern Productions put this together for the host committee, and they were trying to do something a little different this time. And they have several video screens that are showing footage of previous Super Bowl games in New Orleans. And I was watching them after we went off air yesterday for a little while. The old red flags that had the little spring connector at the bottom.
Yes.
You know, in the end zones. Helmets that look really totally foreign to
that didn't look like they protected much of anything.
No, exactly.
But yeah, I mean, the fact that New Orleans has hosted 11 times, and you go back to really almost the infancy of the Super Bowl and even hosting the championship game before that, New Orleans has a very rich history with the Super Bowl, with the NFL, and with obviously welcoming people from around the world. So it really is a dream match putting all of this together. And you're right, this set, it looks like we're sitting outside of a French Quarter balcony. and the windows for what would be the interior of the French Quarter building are all these massive video screens that are showing some of that vintage footage you talk about and other promotional material. And they have this big food bar right out front, and they keep bringing fresh Louisiana shrimp, and people are flocking. Your media from all around the world are coming here just to eat this shrimp and taste the difference of what it's like to have it come out of the Gulf, and within hours it's in your mouth.
So today's menu, folks, spicy pimento cheese and crackers and fried catfish strips.
Yesterday was the shrimp. Today's the catfish.
Catfish today. They are serious when they bring it out, and the media folks get over here in a real quick fashion, which is a lot of fun, too.
And again, it's all about making them enjoy themselves, making them want to tell the story of New Orleans, wanting to share how great a time they had, so others who hear that will want to do the same thing and come visit New Orleans and spend their money here.
So, Dave, I wanted to talk just a few minutes. I went to the opening ceremony.
Yeah, how was
last
that
evening
in the Superdome?
At the Superdome.
I had to be on the air at 5 o'clock this morning, so I
couldn't
make it.
So for all those folks that fear that it's going to be too much of a mess, it was so organized. I was able to walk down Poydras Street, saw more police than I've ever seen in the history of New Orleans on Poydras. It is the safest the city's ever going to be is this week. There is no doubt about that. And for anyone to say otherwise, doesn't know what they're talking about. But also, very organized going through security. 2 minutes.
2 minutes.
2 minutes. That was it.
To get through the initial security, to get to the dome.
Get through all of security.
And get inside.
Get inside. 2 minutes.
That's fantastic.
I mean, they had
And it was thorough.
Thorough, well-staffed, well-organized, moved right in, no problem at all. They had more than enough lanes for the amount of people that were coming in, and you could tell that that was intentionally done.
Absolutely.
So if you have any reservations about really coming down, and you know, last night I left home 5 o'clock. I pulled in to the garage at 5:15
at Poydras and Magazine.
It took me longer to get from the interstate to the building than it did for me to get from Old Metairie to the exit.
Yeah, the real problems are once you get, and we saw some backups obviously over the Carrollton overpass, trying to get into the city and get close here to the dome or the convention center. And at street level, clearly because of the closures, which we have all of the closures listed on our website at WWL.com. But if you go around the periphery, it's really not bad. Like I tell people, if you're in Old Metairie, I would take River Road and then either come up St. Charles or Carrollton and get into the city that way. Then you just don't have to deal with the interstate. That's the only, to me, minor headache is once you get down to ground level or you get close to, you're going to be waiting a little bit.
Yeah, so it was not a problem at all. It looked like everybody had a great time, well organized. They choreographed everything. Local talent was there. St. Aug Marching 100 performed. A number of other bands performed as well. Local talent emceeing the entire event. I thought it was well done, and very interesting the way that they set up the interview booths around the entire field. Had, I think, 8 of them.
And you could actually go to those booths.
You
and
downloaded an app on your phone. You put your headsets on, and you could pick the booth that you wanted to listen to and the interview that you wanted to listen to. So they had Jason Kelce in one booth and, you know, Patrick Mahomes in another one, and you could listen to whatever ones you wanted to listen to. Same thing with the Eagles that went on. Saquon Barkley obviously was a very popular one for the media, and so was Jalen Hurts, you know, very popular one for the media.
So that's neat that anyone could go on their phone and listen to any of the interviews with any of the players while they were going on.
Yeah, and the whole thing obviously was put on by Gatorade, fueled by Gatorade. It had a whole Gatorade theme, well done, and obviously probably late last night, first thing this morning, all of that was coming down
absolutely
to prepare for the next event that they're going to have, whatever it may be, there. But that's the last time until the game that the two teams are going to be in the building together.
Yes, it's the first time and the last time that they put the players from the opposite teams in the same place at the same time. Now, I think Thursday night during the NFL Honors, I don't know how many of the teams in the game are going to be there. Right. Obviously, they could, so there'll be a mixing of that. But Thursday night, that's huge, by the way. That's where you're going to see everybody who's anybody in football and sports and everything else loves that NFL Honors when they award all of the big awards, the MVP, the Rookie of the Year, and so on and so forth, Coach of the Year, everything else. But other than that, yeah, they won't see each other again face-to-face until Sunday when they walk onto the field.
The NFL Honors thing is a big deal. I never forget, went down to Miami to see the Saints play in the Super Bowl. And the day of the NFL Honors, that morning we're in the lobby and we're getting ready. Some friends of mine had brought a school bus that was all, and you've seen it
party
around
bus. Yeah.
Around the Saints games, and it bounces up and down. And Mousy and others were on the bus, that always dress up at all the games. And we were all in the same hotel, and they're all good friends. So we're sitting there and we're talking to Tony Dorsett.
Wow.
And we're like, Tony, what are you doing today? He goes, I don't have any plans. I said, you want to come ride in the bus with us? We're going to go down in South Beach. We got beads. We got this. We got that.
You're bringing Mardi Gras to South Beach.
Tony Dorsett got on the bus with us. The nicest man you're ever going to want to meet.
NFL legend.
He had an absolute blast. He threw beads the entire day. We got stuck in traffic and had to get back for the NFL Honors deal. And, it was, like, tight. We're trying to haul through this traffic to get him back to the hotel.
And y'all knew you should have left earlier, but you having too much fun.
Well,
just another half an hour. Stick around
and
a little
actually,
longer.
He was the one to say, I think we got about another half hour, man. He had more fun because when people actually recognized him, mm-hmm. And he was throwing them beads and, Tony. And, everybody's going great. We're playing the music. The bus is going up and down. You never replace moments like that.
No.
I still remember it like it was yesterday. And he was just such a nice, nice guy. And he was like, and he kept saying the whole day, I need to come ride a float for Mardi Gras. I need to come ride a float. I said, well, come on. We gave him our numbers. Give us a call. He never did call. But it's just, kind of a fond memory of Super Bowl where you have these crazy things happen.
And those are the kind of memories that people from all over the world are going to make in New Orleans this week.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
And you still think of that, and you still have these amazing memories of not only the Saints in the Super Bowl, but your time spent in Miami and South Beach. And that's what they're trying to do here, is just make sure everyone here has that same amazing memory-making experience and tells everybody they know how great New Orleans is.
Absolutely. All right, we got to get to a break. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. We are at the host committee booth on Media Row. We'll be broadcasting from here all week. Dave Cohen, WWL News Director, and myself. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
I feel it.
Welcome back, folks. We are here at the host
Beth is
committee
enjoying
booth.
The power seat over there.
Yeah, I'm feeling it.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
All right, well, let's let Newell do his thing.
Okay. Okay.
We are back at the host quiet. Committee power seat and booth.
Yes.
Put on Media Row, powered by Lambert, Zaney, Smith & Soso. We want to thank our sponsors so much, both New Orleans & Company and so many on the host committee that have allowed us to join them to this week. And it's been a lot of fun thus far, and it's going to be even more fun coming up. We are joined by Mary Beth Romick. She is the Associate Vice President of Public Relations for New Orleans & Company. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. I heard you were looking for the other Romig in the house. But
that's okay.
He's double booked.
We got the better of the two.
The younger one.
Well, no, apparently we got to try out that power seat after a while.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Feeling it.
How's it going, Mary Beth?
It's great. Are you kidding? This is we've been waiting for this for such a long time.
7 years.
It's like when you plan a wedding really far off and all of a sudden the wedding is on you.
Right.
And then you get kind of sad when it's all said and done, you wake up the next day.
Yeah,
exactly. All that planning.
Depends upon who you ask. There are some folks that will be very glad when it's Monday because they'll be able to rest, but I'm excited, but I love football. So.
Right, exactly. Well, we were just talking on air. Let's jump into this because I think it's a nice nuance of your exposure to Super Bowls.
And
your father actually being the announcer, right?
We should let people know. Mary Beth's brother, Mark, does the stadium announcing for the Saints.
That's right.
Currently, and he took over for your father.
He did. My dad did it for 44 years.
Jerry.
Never missed a game. And I have been the spotter for both my dad and my brother. I just finished my 33rd season spotting, so people are like, what is that? So I watch every play, and I tell, it used to be Dad, now I tell Mark through headsets similar to this, who caught the ball, who ran the ball, who made the tackle. And so I'm the straw that stirs the drink,
You've got the binoculars. Got the computer.
She's back in the power seat again.
Yes.
she loves
that power seat.
Dad started the third year of the Saints, and then for the fourth Super Bowl, he announced, because that was early in his tenure as the PA announcer. And he did it four times, and then eventually the NFL made a decision to change their game plan and not use the local announcer.
Right.
Now they bring in a voice from New York who covers the PA announcing for the Dome. So
During
the Super Bowl. So he got to sit back and enjoy the game from his living room, but I think he secretly missed being in the house controls booth.
Well, that had to be incredibly exciting.
Oh, it's absolutely. It was just to be that close to him, who was that close to the action.
And you actually spotted for him for the Super Bowl?
No, I wasn't. I started in 1992.
Okay.
So that was
afterwards.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's amazing a lot of what has transformed in the presentation of the game.
Yeah. Well, even the art of public address announcing has changed. When Dad first started, a phone would ring, and sometimes I would have to answer it, and it would be a guy on the other end of the line saying, page doctor XYZ, usually a number, to call your exchange, which meant there was some emergent situation. Yeah.
So that wasn't really paging a doctor. It was code for something else.
Well, it was each doctor had their own exchange, I guess, number.
No, so it was actually for doctors.
Oh, okay.
He would say, doctor, and there would be he wouldn't say Dr. Dave Cohen. He would give the number, and that meant the doctor in the stands would go to some phone and see what the emergency was.
Gotcha.
There's none of that now,
right?
We don't even have a phone in the booth
everyone's
anymore.
Got cell phones with text messages.
We have cell phones, and then my other brother Jay now is up there with us because he's been with the Saints his whole life. And of course, he's getting calls to put out a fire somewhere. But to have worked with my dad and my brother together, and now both my brothers. I never take it for granted.
And not only does your family have a rich tradition and history with the Saints, but now with New Orleans and Company, both you and your brother are tasked with getting people to come to New Orleans to attract visitors and tourists and conventions.
Yes.
And this has got to be, for lack of a better term, your Super Bowl.
This is our Super Bowl.
It is the Super Bowl, but what an amazing opportunity for New Orleans and Company, which is the organization that is supposed to increase and grow the tourism industry here.
That's correct.
To have the Super Bowl here to help you in that effort.
That's correct. And back in November, it was the second weekend of November when we played Atlanta. We brought in 25 journalists from all around the world. About half of them were domestic, half of them were international. We're seeing some of them this week, which is fun to catch up with them again. But we spent Thursday through Sunday with them, took them to the game, showcased what New Orleans was doing to get ready for the game. We've gotten some great stories out of the visit, and that's part of our mission. We host journalists, we bring them in, we plan itineraries based on what the story is about, and hopefully the result will be a story that will spur a traveler to choose New Orleans. So that's what we do.
We're going to have one of those members. Will Gavin's going to join us, Talk Sport Radio UK.
He was with us on that
trip. He's going to join us in the 11 o'clock
hour. So he's set in England, and he goes home and tells these stories. How valuable is that? We always talk about it, but you get to see the actual data. Can you see when we have 6,000 credentialed
journalists,
reporters, whatever terms you want to use. Mm-hmm. A lot of them are social influencers. A lot of them are whatever. Mm-hmm. But to have the 6,000 credentialed media here now, will you be able to track and see what that means in the coming months and years in terms of, as those stories go out, as they rave about their experiences in New Orleans, how it leads to people coming to see us?
Well, it's not a scientific process by which we measure whether a person was turn toward coming to visit New Orleans from something they saw or read, but we indeed hope that's the case. And it's not just journalists. A couple of weeks ago, Samantha Brown, her show aired that she filmed back in the spring, and I cried. It was right after January 1st that it aired, and I cried seeing the beauty of her show. That's the kind of thing we need to invite, spur interest, and I like to say lure people here. But you can't always put account to it. But we have faith that the work we do pays off.
And it's good you point that out. It's not only reporters and journalists and social media influencers. Mm-hmm. The movie Girls Trip, no doubt, had a huge mm-hmm. impact. Mm-hmm. The next two Essence festivals after that, we saw people with the Girls Trip t-shirts and planning these massive groups of girls wondering where the zip line was on Bourbon Street.
Right. Yeah.
Which never existed.
Trying to hang one.
Other than that, but you could see that the media has such an important role in telling New Orleans stories and getting people to come.
And that counts for radio, too. But Essence is a good example of that very thing, because it has become a mecca for girls' trips. So you're exactly right. You hit the nail on the head.
Yeah, it's amazing, that influence. And one of our biggest opportunities, and Walt and I have talked about this many times, is international travelers. Mm-hmm. They spend differently.
Yep.
They visit differently than American tourists because of the cultural differences in the way that they view, their time off.
They do extend their trips for sure, because they're going to make the most of it since they're coming from far and wide.
Right.
And now we have an office in India that we're working with to try to crack the market in India. Exciting is we have 5 international journalists riding in the parade on Saturday with Michael Preston, who's on the host committee, who's from the UK and acts as sort of their go-between here in New Orleans. He's going to be their chaperone. So showcasing a Mardi Gras parade to the UK and Germany, it's going to be a great opportunity for us. So, we made a conscious decision to do that, to put those guys on the float and have them experience once in a lifetime.
Yeah, Barry Kern called it Lombardi Gras.
Lombardi Gras.
It's a combination of Super Bowl and Mardi Gras.
That goes back to Jim Henderson, of course, and Hoki Gajon's call, right?
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
So, you got to party with a Lombardi.
That's right.
I was hanging out by the booth from the Germans, Bundesliga,
mm-hmm.
And you can, you know, they're talking shop, and I just decided to stop and kind of listen in. They were doing an interview with somebody.
You speak much German?
No, but I mean, you kind of just, you know, you kind of get the flavor. You know, whether they're enjoying themselves, you know, mm-hmm. and they would speak in English every now and again. Mm-hmm. But it's just a lot of fun.
Yeah, you know? This is tremendous fun. I feel so lucky to be in the media center, and I'm kind of a kid in the candy shop. I was raised on sports, but in the Romig family, you talked about sports and news at dinner, you know, and so this for me is mecca.
I'll tell you something funny though. The one question I get most often, and I'm on radio shows all over the world, uh-huh. particularly when we have a horrible hurricane or mm-hmm. a terror attack or, mm-hmm. or during Mardi Gras, so it's happy and sad times, but mm-hmm. frequently we get requests, media requests from all over the world for us to join and tell New Orleans' story. Mm-hmm. But the one question I get more than any other is, you know, how do you live there? I said, what do you mean? They said, well, do you ever sleep? You know, do you ever work? Do you ever, because we tell the story about how much fun New Orleans is and how, and I said, yes, we have libraries, we have schools.
We have museums.
We
it's
have
amazing.
Churches and synagogues and parks. And
schools?
I said,
yeah,
people raise families here.
Yeah.
And they always find that intriguing.
Yeah.
And that people really do live here.
I like to say that this is the best place to live, work, and visit. And most importantly for us, it's not about tourism. It's about the people who live and work here, particularly the 85,000 who work in hospitality. So they're top of mind for New Orleans and companies. We're not only thinking of the visitor, but speaking of the visitor, what I love about New Orleans is that there's no other place that could put on a show like this. The second line with the Lombardi Trophy on Sunday coming in, the flavor, the sound of a Super Bowl in New Orleans is unlike any other city, and it really gives us a chance to show off our culture.
You know, it's interesting. It's hard to get our folks to appreciate what that actually means to other folks when they mm-hmm. participate in it and mm-hmm. see it, because we have a second line going on almost every weekend, right? and we have a fair, a festival.
Yeah.
For almost every living creature on the face of the earth.
Yeah, if you can catch it, smell it, kill it,
so,
we celebrate it.
You know, so it's kind of second nature to us, but a lot of folks that have not lived in another city mm-hmm. somewhere else, mm-hmm. They have no clue as to how
what
much
like
more they have here that offering that you can do for free. You
exactly.
don't see in any other city, right?
Well, my understanding, I didn't get to go down on Sunday, but my understanding is people were coming out of hotels and joining the second line. They were, what is this? And they see it. But people were coming out of Jackson Square with lawn chairs and blankets to see the lighting of the cathedral, the museum, Cabildo. So,
and that's going on every night, right?
That's going on every night, right.
Yeah, if you haven't seen that yet, folks, or if you've only seen video of it, you got to see it in person.
It's spectacular. And, they did this at Notre Dame Cathedral. They did a similar thing at the Vatican. Now they're doing it at the cathedral, the Presbyterian Cabildo. It's such a gift to the city.
And it's
to
a story.
People who live here.
It's like watching a movie. If you go watch it, folks, they show you so many different angles and ideas and cultural themes of New Orleans, mm-hmm. and they project it, and it's amazing. It's like Lunafet, but even bigger and wider and more impressive.
Exactly. And it's another free thing that people can do who live here to celebrate the Super Bowl being here, as is the Mardi Gras Parade. There's a festival on Waldenburg Park this weekend that's free. You get to buy your food and drink, but, I mean, we are shining. I mean, 2 weeks ago, I had 10 feet of snow outside of my house. This week, I'm in 80 degrees.
Every time someone tells me how much snow they had, it gets more.
It gets more. Okay, maybe it was 8 inches. Did I say 10 feet? Oh, my God, that was water in
She's
Katrina.
In the power seat, baby. She's
oh,
in the
I
power
knew that.
Seat.
Oh, God.
The power seat is having an impact on her.
That's kind of embarrassing.
Everything's bigger in the power seat.
I had 8 inches of snow, and then we were all saying, oh, my gosh, what if this had happened Super Bowl week, and now it's 80 degrees outside. People are walking around who are here in town, loving it. It's so walkable.
And
the weather is great.
This weather's supposed to hold the entire week.
Exactly.
Too,
so did you see the weather for next week? It's supposed to rain every day next week.
Mother Nature finally doing us a favor.
Thank you.
Giving us perfect weather for Super Bowl week.
Thank you, Scott.
Not great weather before, not great weather after, but hey, we'll take it this week.
Yes, we will. Yes,
you know, the
will.
Journalists, and we hear this, and I imagine you do even more so, when the Super Bowl comes back to New Orleans, mm-hmm. the veteran journalists who have covered Super Bowls before and in other cities mm-hmm. are so happy it's here.
They say it. They say it should be here every year, or definitely more often. I mean, this is one. This is for many, many, many people their favorite Super Bowl city, and we're going to be hosting the three men who never missed a Super Bowl club at a luncheon on Friday. They say to each of them says, this is their favorite city to come to, and they've been here the last 10 times.
And they probably don't tell that to the other cities.
Well, no. And one of them
we'll tell them.
One of them even said, I wrote a letter to the NFL to say, you should have this game here every year.
Well, the good news is that the NFL, remember, they promised any team that built a new stadium that they'd get a Super Bowl.
Right.
Well, there's only two left that have new stadiums that haven't had a Super Bowl or have a new stadium coming.
Buffalo and Tennessee, right?
Yes, so that's good news for us because Vegas had theirs.
Yes.
So and we had to swap years with them. But
yes.
So the good news is that there aren't a whole lot of other new stadiums now.
Right.
So they don't have to give them priority over us. So maybe we will start seeing it every 5 years.
And if you really think about it, we have a new stadium in the old site.
$650 million of upgrades.
If you listen to Mike Haas and Doug Thornton, they'll tell you.
They'll tell you,
we have a brand new stadium, and it's in a 50-year-old building.
Well, thank you so much for joining us.
We truly appreciate it.
Thank you for all the work that you guys do as the host committee.
And thank you all for being here. This is so fun having you all here.
And I understand that we're going to be back with you guys for Mardi Gras as well
you're going to be on St. Charles Avenue.
So we have a lot of fun doing that, too. So we look forward to it.
All right. We all have a great day.
So
I'll be right
you
over
too.
There all working right. a little bit.
We'll be right back, folks. We are at the host committee booth in Media Row here at the New Orleans Convention Center, the Ernest N. Morial Convention Center. And having a good time. Hopefully you are, too. We're trying to bring as many little interesting tidbits about what goes on in and around Super Bowl. We'll be right back, and I think we're going to have the Lieutenant Governor join us in
just
a minute. All right,
stay with us. There.
Welcome back, folks. We are at the host committee's booth on Media Row, sponsored by Lambert, Zaney, Smith, and Soso. We thank them for their participation, and we are joined by the Lieutenant Governor of the great state of Louisiana, Billy Nungesser. Billy, welcome to the show.
Good to be with you, Newell.
You got to be worn out.
Not yet. I'm pacing myself.
I walked into the dome last evening, walked right into Billy as I was entering, and you were leaving, headed to something else afterwards.
Yeah. It's a busy week, but a great opportunity to visit with so many people, and what an opportunity for Louisiana.
So last night's event was interesting. A lot of folks were coming in and out, a lot of kids, a lot of families. It seemed like we're all having a good time.
It really is. You know, this event here, when we were in Las Vegas last year, I walked into the media facility, and I'm like, wow. I remember back the last Super Bowl, it was about less than half the size.
Right.
Now with podcast, sports betting, 6,000 media in here, I begged the convention center, let us serve Louisiana seafood. That convention food in Las Vegas was horrible. So I want Montana, when y'all interviewing him, to make sure he's eating. I don't know who's going to win the game, but this catfish or this gumbo, you got to try some. So what an opportunity all week to have all these media people eating Louisiana food, visiting with our folks, feeling that Southern hospitality. We can't afford a commercial for the big game, but we surely can get a lot of plugs leading up to it. With all these media from around the world.
Well, and what you're doing tonight is going to help with that party for all 6,000 credentialed media, throwing a party over at Mardi Gras World like they've probably, unless they've been to New Orleans for a Super Bowl before, probably never experienced.
Absolutely. You know, and we've got all our great chefs cooking the food. It's not only the food, it's the personality that they bring with the food that makes it really special. So we're blessed to have that. And then the parade. You know, we have a Louisiana tourism float. We have sports writers from around the country riding that float to write about being in a Mardi Gras parade. And something the other Super Bowls can't offer is bringing a parade of that caliber and then benefiting Children's Hospital. So a lot of great events happening. Tomorrow we'll be honoring Terry Bradshaw at Tulane, Terry Bradshaw Day. So
Louisiana native.
Yeah, highlighting some of those great Louisiana athletes that have made Louisiana proud.
La Tech, great. They tell me when he was up there playing ball, people would travel Texas, Arkansas, Mississippi, Louisiana to see him play.
You know, it's that personalized large in life. I remember at the House of Blues, I outbid Peyton Manning to buy the helmet that was pulled off the Jets player. Kyle Dirty signed it to me.
Mm-hmm.
He auctioned it off that night, and I spent more money than I could afford to buy the helmet. But Terry Bradshaw has always stepped up for those charity events. at the Super Bowls, but year-round, doing great things for charity. And that's the one thing I remember, besides his great career, how much he loved Louisiana, but how he's always given back at all these events year-round around the country that makes Louisiana proud that he's from here.
And even now, when he's on television, he always sings Louisiana's praises whenever given an opportunity. I know he spends most of his time elsewhere because that's where his job is, but you know he still loves to come home, and he talks so fondly about the state.
Yeah, I had to call my friend Drake Mills, who's president of the bank up in Ruston. Well, they're all over now with James Davison, and they're good friends. And I said, give me some things to dog him about. He said, ask him how much he loves fried chicken. It's an inside joke I'll tell you about later, but watch him blush. So I'll have to hit him all with right. that one tomorrow.
Now, is he here today?
I don't know if he's in here today, but he's going to be at Tulane tomorrow. If I see him, I'll send him your way.
Yeah, because I thought I overheard someone say that he was going to be in the media center today, but maybe not.
Well, last year I was in awe. At the media center, not only Montana, Joe Namath, all these great stars, but The Rock and a lot of celebrities that I didn't know who they were, but people were pointing them out that they get them to come in and give their 2 cents on the game. The Rock had a whole group following him around, and you know he had a few interviews. So, yeah, you'll see some superstars in here all week.
I know you've been doing a lot of work internationally because international travel's an opportunity for us. There's a huge representation of international media here.
You know, this event is worldwide. I tell you, about a year and a half ago when I met with Ms. Benson and she said, Billy, I want your help to light up the cathedral, the presbytery, and the Jackson Square and the Cabildo. And I thought she meant a few lights. I said, sure, Ms. Benson, we'll help you with that. Wow, I never dreamed what she had in mind. That thing has already gone viral around the world. People are sending it back from Canada, from all over. So the people are sharing that incredible light show. Look, if you're within drive distance, you got to make it out to Jackson Square and see it. It's like a Disney presentation. We'll be there at a little event at the Cabildo Wednesday night at 5 o'clock. And at 6:15, we'll walk out to Cabildo to watch the show at 6:30. It's something everybody ought to see.
And it won't be there for after the Super Bowl.
No, that was a tough thing. You know, we put up a bunch of money, the NFL, Ms. Benson.
That's a lot of money.
That's a $1 million show for 1 week. I begged them, could we leave it in place for a year? That would help me out. Nope, it's only a week. But it'll be a lot of videos. It's already going viral around the world. So what a great way. And that picture from the riverfront there is one of the top 10 pictures in the world that makes it all over the world. When people come here, they take that iconic picture and share it with the world. So it's a great opportunity, again, to share New Orleans with the world with this great event coming up.
So many different things going on. It's just absolutely incredible. But it's like the culmination for you because you've been talking about this for a couple of years now.
Yeah, we won the bid, 7 years ago?
Yeah, and you know, last year we put up some billboards all over Las Vegas say, look, the Super Bowl might be here, but the party's always in New Orleans. See you next year. The NFL made us move them from around the stadium. They thought we were taking away from the game. So we moved them to a couple billboards on the Strip. And so we got a lot of laughs in Vegas. They're like, look, you already promoting New Orleans next year. I said, hey, if you're out here, we want you thinking about coming. You don't have to wait till the Super Bowl. So we got a lot of good press out of that. That was my idea. A few people beat up on me about it, but it got its point across. It made
people think
about it.
If they're not beating up on you, that means you're not doing anything.
You're right.
Right?
Real quickly, you've been breaking records. I know that the pandemic interfered with the trajectory, but we're breaking records now, and this has got to only just push us into new stratospheric territory.
I'm going to go out on a limb and make a prediction, Newell, on your show here today, that this year we will break the record. The fifth record-breaking year, the 2019, we had 53 million people left behind $1.9 billion in taxes. It's over $1,100 per Louisiana family you and I have to pay. Last year, last year we're still waiting on the numbers. Year before that was about $44 million. But I think this year we'll be back breaking the record with this, Mardi Gras, and all the excitement around all the things like Jazz Fest, French Quarter Fest, and those 400 fairs and festivals. This year, Bacchus, finally I got a major crew to highlight all the fairs and festivals. So each float in Bacchus will be the strawberry, the orange, the seafood fest. So as those parades going down on TV, they'll be talking about those fairs and festivals all over Louisiana. A great way to market all those fairs and festivals.
No better way to leverage, right?
And I'll be riding hopefully on the float behind Shaquille O'Neal. I don't have to ride next to him.
Well, if you're behind him, you won't see anything.
Yeah,
he blocks the whole view.
I know, so it'll be a great event.
Louisiana Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser with us here on the Newell Norman Show. I'm Dave Cohen. We're coming to you live from the host committee booth here on Media Row. We're back after this. All right, coming up, we're going to have some fun with some journalists from around the world and around the country. Newell, who are we talking to?
Will Gavin's going to join us, Dave. Talk Sport Radio from the UK.
It's neat to find out what people from other countries think about the experience here and what stories they're going to tell when they come home, when they go back home.
And we'll have Justin Likens from the Fesco and Dusty Show, 96.5 fan in Kansas City.
Kansas City!
So obviously a Chiefs fan, and we'll get their perspective of what they've seen so far, and what their prediction will be as to the outcome of the game.
And you know they're hoping for that unprecedented three-peat. We're coming to you live from the New Orleans Host Committee booth on Media Row here in the Convention Center as we get ready for more fun in New Orleans all the way until Sunday when we host our record 11th Super Bowl in the city. We're back after this.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.